High Five Casino lets you play your favorite slot and live table games, like blackjack, with the chance to redeem for real cash prizes. High Five Casino has a giant selection of over 1,200 games, including hundreds of exclusive games only found on High Five Casino. It's always free to play, and free coins are given out every 4 hours. Ready to have your own High Five moment? Visit highfivecasino.com. That's high, the number 5, casino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
On News Talk.
But first, there is the small matter of the All-Ireland football final taking place this weekend. Ray Silk, the former Galway footballer, and Billy O'Shea of Kerry, both with me now to cast their eye over what we can expect. Ray, the first few minutes, what are you going to be looking out for?
Yeah, well, look, there was a saying that with the All Blacks, Kieran, that when you play the All Blacks, you don't lose it in the first 20 minutes, or you don't win it in the first 20 minutes. So I think what Galway have to do is just settle into the game, stop the supply going into David Clifford. You know, an awful lot of people are talking about Mark David, and Clifford is obviously an absolutely amazing talent, but he's as good as the supply that he gets. So it's about, I think, stopping Seanie O'Shea and Paddy O'Shea and even Jimmy O'Connor, whoever, Stephen O'Brien, his assists are very, very high. So I think what Paul could be saying to the lads is go out, do a little bit like Derry, settle into the game, don't concede any majors. Now, Kerry haven't been scoring that many goals, to be honest, but, you know, just try and ease into the game, then get a wee bit more confidence. The vast majority of people are going for a Kerry win, and understandably so. So I think the Galway management team and the players will want to just get to 20 minutes, 25 minutes, maybe even up towards half-time, still very much in the game. And then I think we'll hope to unleash, we'll say, Comer, Walsh, Young Finnerty as well. But you know, you don't want to let Clifford and Seanie O'Shea and the boys get, you know, if they get 7 or 8 points ahead, I think the game will be over. So we don't want to allow that happen.
Billy, what will Kerry's plan be if Ray is right and lots of people are saying something similar, mm-hmm. a kind of a policy of containment, at least up until half time? How will Kerry contend with that?
Well, it's not something that Kerry would be unfamiliar with, to be honest, Kieran, because everybody's expecting Kerry to win most matches. And what we've seen in the Championship to date is that the opposition, who would be underdogs, when I'm talking about the Corks and the Limericks and Mayo that we've seen so far, have been frustrating Kerry by being stubborn and just kept themselves in the game. And as Ray alluded to there, Galway will try to do the same, I would imagine, the next day to try and stay in it. I wouldn't be buying that Galway cute tourism. We're good at that down here, but they seem to have it above.
I was about to say, this is rich now from a Kerry man accusing someone else of cute tourism.
We'll do our best to stay in it, and God love us, we'll do the best we can, and we hope to God we stay in it up till half time at least, anyway. The usual kind of stuff that we're well used to dishing out down here. But look, I think everybody will appreciate that Kerry will be favourites for this. I think that the general perception around the place was that whoever won between Kerry and Dublin was going to win the All-Ireland based on what was seen the previous day in the Galway-Derry game. And yeah, look, it's very easy to buy into that. The one thing I would say from a Kerry point of view is that everybody's saying they have to be aware of complacency and not to entertain that. And what I would say in that scenario is that don't even think about the word complacency. Don't even think about the word underdog. Don't even think about anything along those lines. You should always focus on your own ability to go out and play no matter what opposition is put up against you. Because if you start thinking about, okay, we can't take this team for granted, you are straight away taking them for granted. So I would always say to any team that's going into a match as hot favourites, go in as hot favourites, show them why you're hot favourites, express yourself. Yes, be cautious of them, as you would be of any team, no matter whether you're hot favourites or underdogs. You'll always be cautious of the opposition, that's a given. But you always go out to play the brand of football that has made you the hot favourites, and go out and express yourself and don't play with any inhibitions. And I would think that Jack O'Connor, who has been down this road before with Kerry in 2004, especially against Mayo, will be using that kind of a line with the lads during the week.
And Ray, you mentioned David Clifford and that there's a lot of talk in Galway about who might take him up. Have you a preference for who you'd like to see do the job?
Well, the word very strongly is that it's going to be Sean Kelly, the team captain, and the normal full-back, or my own nephew Liam Silk, who is a very, very talented man marker. But I think one-on-one, and I'd say Billy would agree with this, if you're left one-on-one with David Clifford, he is going to burn you. That's just the reality. So, you know, there might be a double up on it. But I would imagine Galway will resort a little bit to what was very successful when they played Mayo in the Connacht Championship. That was back in April. Like, and it, you know, Galway won 14 and Mayo 16. They just got over it. But I do think Galway, and it's not cute tourism at all, I do think Galway do need to be defensive initially. And then I think, you know, Conroy at midfield, his battle with David Moran will be huge. Keely McDaid has been in fantastic form. Himself and Jack Barry have a good battle. But I do mean, and most people are going for Kerry Wynne, and I agree with that. Only that I believe if Shane Walsh, Paul Conroy, our big guys, John Daly, Kelly, Liam Silk, people like that, if they really stand up, and Comer up front as well, Infinity, if they do, you know, if they open their shoulders, I think Galway have a very, very good chance. But based on the form of the two semi-finals, and you know the fact that Kerry got the monkey off their back a little bit with their 1-14 to 1-13 win against Dublin, I think they'll take an awful lot from that. But it must be said as well that Galway have improved incrementally. They were reasonably good against Mayo. It's not fair. It's not fair to discuss the Leitrim game because you know it's Division One against Division Three and Four. It's not fair. But then they were improved against Roscommon. They were very effective. The Armagh game would have brought them on enormously, winning by penalties, etc. And it was a very controlled, organised display against Derry as well. You know, they won that easy, pulling up in the end. But for Galway to win, and I do think they have a chance, absolutely, I think they need a little bit more from Shane Walsh, you know, and maybe a surprise package. Someone, you know, there's three Kerr Finn lads playing. Billy know this, you know. Those three Kerr Finn lads, Liam Silk, Kieran Malloy and Dylan McHugh, those boys are four All-Ireland club medals. They're not going to have too much fear going up and up. You know, they won four out of five. They destroyed Nemo Rangers once. They hammered Crokes as well another year. So these guys have a lot of belief in themselves. And, you know, they'll be mindful of how good Kerry can be if you open up to them. But, you know, I don't think any of those three Kerr Finn guys are going up saying, we're going to get hammered by these guys. That's not going to happen, in my view.
And Billy, is the fear in Kerry that the belief in themselves that Ray talked about in terms of the Kerr Finn players, that the belief that the Kerry players have in themselves might begin to waver if it's still tight going into the last few minutes? They might think, oh my God, maybe this isn't the day.
No, I don't think so. I think that they're... If you look at what they've experienced over the last number of years, they've lost out in the end. You go back to the Munster final against Cork and Mark Dean's goal, which robbed them. You look back at the Tyrone game at the end of the game, you know, they were going chasing it and they lost by a point. Against Dublin, you saw a difference. You saw that Dublin certainly had the momentum going into the last 5 minutes. And everyone talks about Shawnee Shea's free off the ground to win it. But it was actually the free before that settled Kerry because Dublin had the momentum. And Kerry were able to break that momentum, whereas before they weren't able to do that. So I think we've learned over the last number of years that in a tight finish game, we can see it out now, as we saw against Dublin. And that was the big thing that was catching Kerry. The other thing as well, and I think Ray was alluding to it there in relation to the Kerry Finn lads, yes, they will bring a level of experience. But you have to factor in the fact that Kerry have been in this position in 2019. So a lot of the lads would have All-Ireland experience. And they have the hunger after the hurting of losing that final in 2019 and the hurting of not having achieved anything since 2014 as well.
All right,
that's
okay.
That's going to be a major, major driving factor in my opinion.
All right, scores in the doors time. Ray, prediction?
A very, very tight game. And I'd go against Billy here. I think if it does go down to the wire, I still have a few wee doubts about the resilience that Kerry might have. And I have to put this in, if the big players for Galway, the big players, Conroy, Comer, Walsh, if they really produce big displays, Galway can win this match.
Billy?
I would think that if Kerry don't have any psychological fear of themselves and their own ability and go out and play the brand of football we know they're capable of playing, if they can go out and express themselves and are allowed any level of freedom, I think Kerry could be winning this between 6 and 7 points.
Oh my God. Well, anyway, we will have to wait and see what happens as a neutral. Just looking forward to the game. Ray Silk, former Galway footballer, and Billy O'Shea, who of course kicked football for Kerry. Thank you both very much for joining me here on the show.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
It's time to have your high five moment with High Five Casino, the top social casino where the action and real prizes never stop. Fun spins and big wins are right at your fingertips with over 1,000 games, including High Five Casino exclusives. High Five Casino is always free to play with free coins given out every 4 hours. Sign up today for a free welcome offer that can get you spinning and winning right away. Visit highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.